Skip It or Stream It. This is a phenomenal movie. Can't wait to talk about it, but it does touch on some very sensitive subjects. American Fiction. It's a satirical comedy
for sure. Mm-hmm. And it is based on an American novel, fiction, from 2001 called Erasure. Percival Everett.
I figured it was.
Who's written over 30 books, quite an acclaimed writer. And then, of course, Cord Jefferson read the book, saw so many similarities in his own life, and said, I need to make this into a movie. So he was not only the writer of the movie, but also directed it. And it was his directorial debut. And now he's been nominated for 5 Oscars for this film.
Jeffrey Wright stars in it, also Issa Rae. And then we have Sterling K. Brown, who's brilliant as a brother.
Yes, a lot of you may know him from This Is Us. He was one of the lead characters in that. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. I'm so glad to see him in this film.
Adam Brody is in it as well. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliantly written script. There's so many funny scenes in it. I just want to play this. Before we get into it too much, let me play a few of the funny clips here. This is funny stuff.
The dumber I behave, the richer I get. Should go back to not selling books.
Is it bad to cater to people's tastes?
People want to love you, Monk. You should let them love all of you.
There's already so much buzz because of the movie deal.
Michael B. Jordan is circling.
We want to put him on the cover in one of those scarves, I guess you would call them, tied around his head.
A do-rag?
Do-rag, that's it. Do-rag and a tank top with the muscles showing.
Something called the fire department.
Your books change people's lives.
And something I've written never changed your life.
Absolutely. My dining room table was wobbly as hell.
Oh my gosh.
Before your last book came out. It was like perfect. I'm a
rock and roll. Now, first thing that cracked me up, I want to say real quick, to set up kind of who the character is, the main character, because he's nicknamed Monk, right?
Yes.
And that's a jazz piano player. That's why he was nicknamed this name. He used to listen to a lot of jazz. He's kind of portrayed as an uncool older guy, you know? And it's funny because I named my
cat
Monk.
He's kind of a curmudgeon. He's a little bit grumpy, a little bit crusty.
And I listen
to
Thelonious Monk.
Even to his own family.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a second, I listen to Thelonious Monk too. What are you saying about that? Pushing him up there in age? What are you doing? But yeah, so he teaches university as well and gets a little cranky with the kids because he has frustrations in his own life. He hasn't been published, or at least had a major publishing work out in a while. And, you know, there's just...
And he had just written a new book, and his publisher isn't a big fan of it, no one really wants to pick it up.
It's just unrealized dreams, isn't he? A lot of things he hoped to accomplish, and it wasn't really working out.
Also, financially, he's struggling, and his family is struggling, and so he needs a way to make money fast.
Yes, right,
and
yes.
So you can see there's this need to try to find a way to make money, and as a writer, that can't be easy. So he does something. He does something as a joke. He writes this joke book, mm-hmm. pandering kind of to people,
right.
And it becomes this giant hit. And the more ridiculous suggestions he adds into this book, the bigger and more popular it becomes. And they want to make it into a movie.
Yeah, I think the phenomenon that I was trying to explain to people about this. First of all, we're not listening to the right people when we talk about these issues, you know, because he's directing it at an audience that thinks they have everything about some other people figured out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we choose our understanding versus simply listening to people. So what he did is exploited that. He was going to take that understanding and say, okay, I'll throw it right back in your face. If you want to buy it from me, I'll give it to you.
But then this book becomes not only like financially successful, but it gets acclaimed. Like they want to give it this big writing award. And he's actually ashamed. Like he wrote it under a pseudonym.
Right.
And he doesn't want anyone to know that he's even connected to the book. And then he sees people, like a woman he's dating, reading the book. And he's furious about it. Because
right, yeah.
He thought more of her, and he thought this book was lowbrow, basically.
Well, I think what it was is his frustration at realizing the work that he recognized his own talent, and other people recognized his talent too, and he's sitting there writing this great work, and nobody is reading it. He's like, I know this is good, and then he puts out something that just panders to people, and they
eat it up.
And
he just wrote it super quick, and he wrote it while he was drunk, and he was like laughing basically while he wrote it, because he thought it was terrible.
Right.
But it just goes to show you, like, art is really in the eye of the beholder.
It is.
So, you know, not everybody is going to like all tastes, you know. His agent tries to explain to him, you know, with a Johnny Walker analogy, like, there's 3 levels of Johnny Walker.
That's
and just
right.
because you might be the best, you know.
Top
shelf Johnny Walker. It's still your work when you write the cheap Johnny Walker stuff.
But it's good cheap Johnny Walker, you know?
And a lot of more people buy the cheap Johnny Walker.
A comparison would be an artist. I think of Billie Eilish immediately. You want to make that comparison, okay? Because she sticks to her art, and she's got a certain morality around that. She doesn't want to compromise, would be the word,
right?
Okay, so she makes her art. If you like it, if it ends up on the radio, great.
If it doesn't, she doesn't care.
It's similar to that, and it would be like asking her to write the most basic pop song for some manufactured pop group. She wouldn't want to do it.
No, she
wouldn't. She'd feel like she'd be sacrificing her integrity. It's the same kind of thing.
Yes, and in addition to the book storyline, there's so many other themes present in the movie. There's family dynamics, they touch on death, suicide, romance, dealing with an ailing mother with Alzheimer's. I mean, there's so much to unpack in this two-hour movie.
Not to mention the many levels of race that they get into as well. It's just so brilliantly done. I give it my vote for Best Picture. That's how far I'll take it.
I would not be surprised if it won Best Picture or Best Screenwriting, even Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor.
Something.
Yeah, it's up for 5 Oscar nominations, and definitely stream it.